Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee. I'm Renee Bernard, and tonight I have on the program Paige Tyler.
Dun, 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 dun.
I feel like there should be theme music or something kind of cool right there for you, but what you got was me going, which was not cool, so I apologize. Welcome!
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little too much caffeine today, not going to lie.
Okay.
Went to Starbucks to write, and I don't know if you've ever tried that. A lot of writers swear by it, but wow. That's all I'm going to say.
I've done that, but I have to have my iPod with me, so I don't get too distracted.
But the smells, I mean, if you think about it, you're not only drinking caffeine, probably, because 95% of what they serve has caffeine in it, but you're breathing it in.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I love the smell of coffee. Yeah, when we go food shopping, and I'm like, as soon as we get into coffee, I'm like, I love that smell. My husband just laughs at me. Like, and I don't even drink coffee.
It's a great smell.
And I don't
smell,
even
but...
drink
I don't know if I should trust that instinct or not, because I also kind of like the smell of gasoline. You know, when you're pumping gas. It's
oh,
like,
my God. No, I hate that smell.
Really? Okay.
Something's
wrong with
me. Or like asphalt. No asphalt smell either. No. That's just you.
Clearly. Not, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, coffee smells to me better than it tastes, so it's a struggle.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee because I'm not, unless it has to be decaf, because I'm no good on caffeine.
Are you? Yeah. See. Oh.
I'm all hyper.
Well, I got to tell you, it doesn't look like you're sleeping a lot anyway with the output of books and the number of stuff that you're doing. So I'm going to say, I agree. I think decaf is the way to go for you, because I'm worried. I'm worried about you on caffeine. So. I think that's a good choice.
You should be worried. That would be really bad. Yes, I'm hyper enough without the caffeine, so really bad otherwise.
Okay, everybody, it's Paige, Paige Tyler, theauthor.com.
And that's right.
If you accidentally just do a search for Paige Tyler, you'll know why the author is there. So, yeah, sorry. I was going to mention that.
Correct.
I will say that was a very intimidating search at first on Google, because I always look up an author before the show, and I, like an idiot, I just, you know, Paige Tyler, how hard can this be? And that just, wow, woo!
Right, and, yeah, what a surprise, right?
And then I will tell you, I had a moment where I was like, that better not be you, because I am already a little jealous with the 50 books and just everything that's happening for you and the new book. Her Perfect Mate is out. But it was like everything's firing up, and I was like, oh, really? Oh, no. And then it wasn't you, although you're still, I'm sorry, but I'm, you know, not really liking how cute you are. So I was like, oh, man, okay. Right. Well, at least you're not, you know, okay. All right. At least you feel better. Little bit better on that, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, no worries there.
Oh, no, you are. You're adorable. Hello. I got to tell you, my author photo, God only knows how old that picture is, really. And no, I'm not updating it anytime soon. So, is that me from the 80s? It might be. It might be, people. Okay? Nothing wrong
with that.
The next picture I put up will probably be a cartoon, like a caricature, like you get done, you know, at a street fair. There you go. That's me. Enjoy.
It was fun getting one done. I hadn't even had an author photo until I signed with Sourcebooks, and they're like, okay, you need an author photo. And I'm like, oh, I got to go find a photographer now. A real photographer.
Was it fun? Did you enjoy it?
Yes,
some people
so
do not like it.
Oh, I love to take pictures, so it was really fun.
Real? Oh, okay.
It was fun,
I haven't done it in a long time. I would be kind of, I don't know. I would want to do, like, the model, like, you know, play some music and have somebody go pouty, pouty, angry, good.
And have a stand blowing, right?
Yeah. No, I'm one of those unfortunate people that if there's one good one on the contact sheet, then we call that a good, like, woohoo, victory. So, yeah. I think it's because I don't stop talking, and you're never really attractive when you're, you know, talking. So. For me anyway, well, right? Well, if you really think about what you look like when you're talking, it's like, no, it's never,
true,
never good.
True, I guess it is true. I don't know. You should, well, I do like to talk about myself, so I can understand that. In fact, well, getting back to the pictures, though, when we go to the conferences, they'll always call me like, oh, picture page, because I got to get a picture. Every time I see someone in different clothing, I'm like, oh, let's take a picture. Let's take a picture.
That's great.
I need a picture in this outfit.
Oh, that's good. I mean, I will take pictures, but I don't think I'm jumping in the frame.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I always feel like that's, you know, like the worst kind of photobomb would be me.
Well,
what if they say
I want a picture with you, right? Then
you
have to be in the picture.
Then you have to. Yeah, I mean, if they ask, then you have to do it. But there's always a disclaimer. You know, like I always tell them, hey, feel free. If this turns out and you look fantastic and you need to slice this thing halfway, you know, like we had a breakup or something, I will totally back up that decision so it doesn't hurt my feelings. So always let people know. Not photogenic, so I know you're hoping this is going to be, you know, wow, but the odds are against you.
Are you going to be at RT?
I am.
Oh, well, see, then we can meet up and take a picture.
You have to buy me a drink. And then
okay, you better look for me.
For alcohol.
You better look for me.
Okay, all right. I will. Well, you'll be the girl in a new outfit every, you know, I'll be looking, like, you know, is she wearing multiple?
I know, I'll probably, like, change every hour.
Who do you hang out when you're at conferences like that? Where do you tend to gravitate?
It always seems to be the lobby, I guess, because everybody hangs out in the lobby. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that is. You know that
because
little,
that's
like,
where the bar is, Ms. Tyler.
Well,
and
yes, it is.
That's where everybody's going through to get where they're going. So if you just sit in a lobby, I'm with you. It's like Central Station. You know, if you sit long enough, the whole world goes by.
Exactly, exactly.
Right?
And you hope they all have their badge on because you don't want to walk up and embarrass yourself.
Oh my God. Oh, I hate wearing name tags, but I love those things. It's just such a fantastic thing. And, oh, bless the inventor of the name
tag. Oh, yeah. Oh,
because I
totally
know people, but then I'm like, aha. I know you, but the brain is not working. Like it's
even though I do feel bad staring at it sometimes, like, who is that?
Right? I get to look down, and I try to do the casual read, you know, like you try, and they're good. They make the font very big. Have you noticed this?
Yes.
Last year, they made the first name huge on the bag, so on your badge, so you could at least get that and then take another minute or two and get the rest of the information. So, you know, shout out to RT for that. So
you better look for me.
I will look for you. And vice versa. I'm just going
to
say, I'm beyond this quest, and, you know, you'll be, like, ducking, trying to, like, get away from me. Like, gosh, she was weird on the radio, and I thought I was going to be on a professional show with, you know, a wonderful format. And it was just Renee calling me and talking about, you know, I don't know, what did we talk about? See, Lydia would be like, what was that? That has nothing to do with anything. By the way, everybody, Paige Tyler, Hunky Heroes, Kick Butt Heroines, Unforgettable Romance. Very fun, I must say. I have been poking around, and I can't help myself. And the cover, are you happy, Her Perfect Mate?
Oh, my gosh, yes, I am so thrilled. When my editor sent it, I was like, oh, my God, they're perfect for the hero and heroine. Just perfect. And then I found that they bring in these models, and, you know, they were showing me some of the shots of the pictures they took and what they were going to use. And I'm like, oh, my God. And my editor was like, oh, and that's him. They didn't even have to Photoshop him in, you know, like his muscles. I'm like, oh, man.
Wow. Wow. I got to say, sometimes covers are hits. We've seen them. And sometimes they are misses, right? And
yes. Yes.
The worst crapshoot in the world. But this, wow.
Oh, yes. And it's scary, isn't it, when you open it and look at your cover and you're saying, God, please let this be a good-looking cover, right?
Oh,
that
moment
email?
When you get, if they email it to you ahead of time, that's always like the email you want to look and another part of you is like, oh, no, no.
I know.
And I've had some great covers, but I've also had one or two where it was just like, you just cry.
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of those myself. I won't mention them, but I have had a couple, yes. But
yeah,
this one, when she sent it, I called right up and said, oh, my God, I love it. Oh, and the second cover, the second book in the series has a gorgeous cover, too, but I can't share that till it does its cover reveal on Hero and Heartbreakers in June, June 11th, people, so remember that. It's a good cover.
I love that. Oh, that's so fun. Well, I got to tell you, if it's anything like this particular cover, he's not photoshopped. Are you serious? Like, I'm just going to ask you, seriously? Off the
seriously,
record,
because
that
they sent
is
me
not a photoshopped human being?
No, they just sent me the picture just of them without any background, just them on the white background, you know, with the actual photoshoot pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my. Of course, I was so excited, and I told my husband when I met him for lunch, and he's like, so what kind of gun were they carrying? Was the gun right? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't even look at the gun. Well, I was looking at guns, but not that gun.
Yeah, you're like, I was not looking at the gun. Oh, there was a gun on the cover? Oh,
right. Oh,
let me look again. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh,
oh
man.
My God. How shallow am I? I'm sorry. Let me just gather my little pride up a little bit there. No, I'm looking again. Nope, every time I look at it, I just don't see a gun. Oh, there it is. If I hold my hand up just right and block him, I can see it. Okay. Whew, there's a gun on the cover. Okay.
Yes, I'm in love with that cover.
It's a very, that I would just say that's quite the cover. Okay, everybody, her perfect mate. I'm not going to describe it. I want people to go to the website and look at the cover.
Right on the front of the website.
But don't, like, rub yourself up against your screen or get a little carried away or, you know, everybody just relax. This is an electrical expensive piece of equipment. Don't go crazy. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Well, or make sure you have something to wipe up the drool, right?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow. And the heroine is also attractive. Let's equal
time.
Oh,
yeah. And,
equal
and she is perfect for her, too. Perfect.
Wow.
They have an awesome art department.
I'm going to make a mental note of that. Source books, good art department. Good to know.
Oh, my God.
That's so fun. Well, have you been to New Orleans before? Is this, you know?
Yeah, we were there. We actually lived in We lived in Louisiana, but we did go to New Orleans a couple times, mostly for my husband's work, but we did go there. So,
okay.
We walked around and hung around. I don't think we've ever been in that area yet, but we have been down the French Quarter and Bourbon Street and stuff. So, yeah,
it's been a while since I've been in the South. Are we hot and sticky yet already, or is it still fairly comfortable?
It's about 78 today.
We'll never leave the hotel. What am I saying? I will never be trapped.
But I like the warm weather, so it's good for me.
We never leave the hotel. When I'm in, I don't know. Other people get to leave. I always seem to be under house arrest or something. I never know. It's terrible. Guys, seriously, I told you it goes fast. Okay, so Paige Schuyler, theauthor.com. Everybody pop over, take a look. It is available now.
Right now.
Get it today. And then you can have a copy of that cover of your very, very own. And no one will judge you there for whatever.
That is right.
For your own enjoyment of the book. And then you're going to come back because I'm going to make you. Because I'm going to stalk you in New Orleans and then I'm going
to
make you come back.
Oh, I would love to.
Fun, and you were fun. See, you did a great job. Okay, everybody. So, Paige is going to be back with her next, because we want to see that cover and talk about the next book. That's all. Because we did not talk about the book, which, by the way, that's standard, apparently for me, standard operating procedure, so it's very embarrassing. All right. We will talk books next time. Everybody, join us. For more canned laughter and coffee, and for everybody out there, have a great week, and we will see you in 2 weeks, because Paige and I are going to New Orleans.
That's right.
So we're not going to have the show next week. We will be drinking. Is that right, Paige? We will be drinking.
That's right.
All right, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.